This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
One of the things that we love to do here on Joy 94.9 is promote brand new local music. And our next guest hails from Auckland and is now living in Sydney. And given what's going on in the world, is exactly the sort of music that we need right now. I'm talking about Venice Quinn. Welcome to Joy Drive, Venice.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Venice, when did you know you wanted to make pop music?
That's nearly like a two-parter question for me, because I think I knew as soon as I found out that when I was singing that it actually didn't suck. I think in my delusional seven-year-old mind, I immediately thought, I'm going to do music. But then I kind of got sidetracked and thought, oh, but what kind of music? And then I think it was only when I was 18 that I went, pop music is the way to go.
But you were classically trained, weren't you?
Yeah. So all throughout that period of, say, 7 to 18, I was doing classical.
Oh, wow. So how does your classical music influence your pop music? Where does it merge?
Honestly, I think it's just some of the knowledge and things, like some of the things just come naturally to me, like the chord progressions and just hearing some of the textures. I think they really, I think of everything as an orchestra nearly in terms of like texture. I think there's so many things that come that are similar to each other. And I think honestly, yeah, classical just helped me hear all the textures and like how the melody should go and, yeah, tonality and everything. It just really helps me on that front, I'd say.
You know what I was expecting from you then, Venice, to say, well, it doesn't merge. What a stupid question. They're totally different. Now, let's talk about...
No, it's not a stupid question at all.
Let's talk about your debut EP. You've called it Alien. My mind immediately jumped to, you know, little green things from outer space. Why'd you call it Alien?
Well, it started off with one of the tracks in the EP is called Alien. And when it really stemmed from this experience of, so I was born and raised in New Zealand, but my parents migrated to New Zealand in the mid 90s. And so I essentially lived in a Chinese household in a Western country. And that accounts for a really unique experience. And I know that a lot of people can relate, like my friends and I talk about this all the time, but you kind of just feel as if you don't belong anywhere and you feel as if, oh, there are a lot of things that you can't necessarily relate to people. And then when you try to make it more artistic and not just say you're a weird person, you can call yourself an alien.
I love it. One of the tracks on your EP, I'm going to send it to a few people. I've written a list today after I found out the name of the track, and that's called Asshole. Tell us about that one.
Well, firstly, I hope you're okay considering you're sending it to a couple people. I hope that nothing but positive vibes in your life. but that song, well, fun fact, this one's a very special one to me because it was the first song that my producer Ben Malone and I, we wrote together. Right. I don't know what that says about us as people and as collaborators, but I think it was just the things that come out. He really just let me be myself and just let me run my mouth a bit, which I think sometimes I used to be a bit afraid to do. Now I'm not so much, but, and I think for me, Asshole, yeah, it's, you know, it's a funny song. It's called Asshole, but for me, it's also about, you know, standing up for yourself, which is something I didn't really do when I was younger.
So there's a bit of a powerful message in there.
Yeah, exactly. I would have never been the type when I was younger to go, stop being mean, you're an asshole.
But now you do.
Exactly.
Let's have a listen to a bit of the title track. It's called Villain from the EP.
Yeah.
I love this. Would you love me as a villain? Tell us about that.
Oh, this is one of my favorite songs ever that I've made or been a part of. It's so, so special to me because the concept is very vulnerable. It's all about, you know, would you love me for all the parts that I am, you know, both the beautiful and the flawed bits. But then, so it's just quite a vulnerable thing to ask someone. Yeah. But in this song, I sound so strong. And I think I'm all about juxtaposition in my, you know, as an artist. And I think this song conveys it so beautifully, this whole, you know, I'm strong, but I'm also vulnerable.
I love that about, I mean, you sound like a very authentic person to me. We get a lot of people on and they're quite superficial and, you know, you skim the surface, there's not much to them, but you sound really authentic and really honest.
Oh, thank you so much. That's honestly the best compliment anyone could ever give me at this point in my life.
And after writing the song, what's the answer? Will you love me, every part of me? What's the answer to it now? Yes.
Well, I mean, I'm 21. It's a TBC.
The EP is called Villain. We are chatting to Venice Quinn. Venice, on a Friday here on Joy Drive, we do all 80s and all 90s tracks. I'm going to ask you, I'm going to put you on the spot. You know, you can give or take a couple of years because I'm putting you on the spot. I want you to come up with one of your favourite tracks from that era.
Ooh, you're lucky because I really love, you know, like 70s, 80s, 90s music because my mum used to play me that all the time.
Oh.
When I was like in the kitchen, just constantly all that good stuff. And so I think I'm going to pick, this is one of my personal favorites. It's by Natalie Cole, who is, to me, I think she is an absolute beast. And this is called This Will Be an Everlasting Love.
Oh, fantastic. Venice, thank you so much for joining us on Joy Drive today. Your EP has been added to the Joy playlist. So we're playing Villain at the moment, which is really, really exciting. So you'll keep listening to Joy 94.9, everyone, and you'll hear it. Venice, great to chat with you.
Thank you so much for having me and for playing the song. This means the world to me, seriously.
Oh, and it's great chatting to you. Love your energy. Love your attitude. Thanks, Venice.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne. Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.